7. New community shop opens in Moor Village. A brand new community shop has opened in the Teen Valley after months of anticipation. Christo Community Shop opened to rapturous applause on November the 5th. Speaking at the opening ceremony, chairman of Christo Community Shop, Jude Jones, said, "It has been a bit of a journey to get here, but as from 5:30 p.m. tonight, we can say that Christo has a shop." The village's last shop closed in May 2023, leaving villagers having to travel further afield for their grocery shop, but no longer. More than £50,000 was raised since the closure by Christo residents as well as the wider Teen Valley community. The funds been invested into a new community-orientated shop and hub. The new shop, located within a fitted-out shipping container in the village's car park, stocks the essentials like dried goods, confectionery and toiletries, but also locally produced items such as fudge and cider. "It's going really, really well. The opening night was amazingly busy and it was great," said Jude. "We've had lots of people coming in, a complete demographic throughout the day," Jude added. Those behind the shop are aiming for it to be open from 7:45 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday to Friday, 8 till 4 on Saturdays and 9:30 till 12 on Sundays. And while more than 40 people have expressed an interest in helping, the shop still needs additional volunteers to help cover those opening hours.
Paddington in Peru train comes to Dawlish. The special Paddington in Peru Great Western Railway train has made a trip to South Devon. The special bear-themed train was launched by GWR last month to coincide with the release of the third in the Paddington film series. The 802106 Paddington in Peru was on the London Paddington to Paignton service. And this photo of the train, which was taken by Paul Hillcox, and shows the train approaching Dawlish station at 14:25 on Friday. The train also passed through Starcross, Dawlish Warren, Tynmouth and Newton Abbot twice. The train features special vinyl wrap of the film. Its inaugural journey was to Newbury, the birthplace of Michael Bond, author of the Paddington children's books. The Paddington in Peru film is about the bear's journey to Peru to visit his Aunt Lucy at the home for retired bears.
Hospice facing 225,000 increased running costs. Rowcroft Hospice has joined other organisations calling for the government to protect end-of-life care. The hospice, which cares for people across South Devon, is taking action following the budget, which increased substantial hikes in employer national insurance contributions for the voluntary sector. Rowcroft Hospice is urging the Chancellor to protect charities and their essential services from these costs. The new budget plans will result in an estimated £225,000 increase in annual costs for Rowcroft due to rises in NICs and the National Living Wage. This will place a severe financial burden on the hospice and potentially impacting the care that the charity provides to families in South Devon during their most challenging times. Rowcroft Hospice, along with the National Council for Voluntary Organisations, is calling on the community to support an open letter urging the government to exempt charities from these increased NICs in order to preserve vital community services. He said, "With some hospices already cutting services due to escalating costs, rising demand for end-of-life care and stagnant funding, we're now facing the additional burden of increased national insurance contributions. We're at a critical juncture with costs that are not sustainable under the current funding framework. These additional financial pressures introduced by the latest budget make it harder for us to deliver the essential, dignified end-of-life care that our community deserves." While recent statements by Health and Social Care Secretary Wes Streeting acknowledge the inadequacies of hospital funding, Rowcroft remains concerned that the latest budget announcement fails to address this critical funding gap. Mark added, Without an exemption from the rise in employee national insurance, Rowcroft Hospice and other hospices face difficult choices that could impact our ability to provide the outstanding care our patients and their families rely on.
Art projects receive grant funding. More than 30 creative art projects across Teignbridge are set to receive grant funding. 32 projects will receive a share of the £260,000 awarded to the Teignbridge Arts Project TAP by the government's UK Shared Prosperity Fund. Earlier this year, TAP, which was set up by Teignbridge District Council, received more than 90 applications for the funding. The project aims to support, promote and encourage more people to get involved in local arts and culture. From the diverse range of projects, the panel chose ones that encouraged participation, strengthened community ties, fostered a sense of local pride or enhanced well-being. There's something for everyone, from performance-based theatre, dance workshops, drumming sessions and community events to celebrate 100 years of carnival to walking and poetry tours.
Community Fridge needs volunteer drivers. A Teignbridge Community Fridge is looking for volunteers. Ashburton Community Fridge, ACF, has put out a call for volunteer drivers. We are looking for volunteer drivers, especially for people who are free to drive to Exeter or Plymouth during the day at random times between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m., a spokesperson for ACF said. We also need drivers who are free Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday evenings to drive to Newton Abbot for 8 o'clock, the spokesperson added. ACF will cover the fuel costs incurred by prospective drivers. Those interested in volunteering, send an email to ashburtoncommunityfridge@gmail.com. Located behind the town hall, the fridge, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, was set up to help reduce food waste by making surplus food freely available to all residents of Ashburton.
Man jailed for sexually assaulting Devon child. A man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for sexually assaulting a 9-year-old girl in South Devon. Carl Alexander Forrester, 70, whose last known address was a boat on the Thames in Oxford, appeared in Exeter Crown Court on November the 4th. Officers arrested Forrester after reports he had sexually assaulted a child and had proceeded to take intimate photographs of the victim. As part of the investigations, Forrester's phone was seized and police discovered 49 indecent images of children, including 6 Category A images. Further digital investigation confirmed that Forrester had deleted images from his phone as officers were attempting to gain access to the property. Forrester initially denied the charges and fled to America before he was due to stand trial. He was successfully located and extradited back to the UK. Forrester then admitted a total of 13 offences, including multiple sexual assaults and taking and possession of indecent images of children. He was jailed for 15 years, plus a further 6 to be on extended licence.